Well, if the big man wants a new scoreboard, I don't want to be the one to tell him no.
No one in the park is going to be able to see it from there.
Well, let me just put a monitor on the skybox.
Hey, George, the ocean called. They're running out of shrimp.
The ocean called. They're running out of shrimp.
Oh, yes! That's what I should have said! Damn it!
The ocean called? They're running out of shrimp?
Yeah. But then I said to him, oh, yeah? Well, the jerk store called, and they're running out of you.
Really? That's great. You said that to him?
Well, actually, I thought it up on the way over here.
Oh, that's not quite the same.
No, it's not. You don't know this guy. It would have been so sweet.
I'm going to grab a can of balls.
Hello. My name is Milos. How can I help you?
I need a can of balls.
Can of balls with a nice guy. You don't plan to hit these balls with that racket, do you?
Checking out the staff picks, Miss Bennis.
Oh, hey. Yeah, this Vincent guy, he is the best. He and I have the exact same taste in movies.
Well, Vincent is an art house goon. I stick to the Gene rack.
Gene? Oh, he's so stupid and mainstream.
I've seen all these, so I went with the Kramer pick.
The Other Side of Darkness. Huh, I never heard of that one.
Yeah, it went straight to video. That makes me the premiere. Jerry, you ever seen the movie The Other Side of Darkness?
No.
It's about this woman in a coma. Well, I couldn't finish watching it, so I want you to read this.
I, Cosmo Kramer, having just seen the movie The Other Side of Darkness, and not wanting to be in a coma like that lady in the movie, hereby want Jerry Seinfeld to remove my life support, feeding machine, lung blower, etc., etc., etc.
Can you do that for me, buddy?
Well, I don't know if what you have here constitutes a legally binding document.
Well, I'm going to type it up.
Yes, well, of course, but even so, you may want to talk to a lawyer.
Well, Jackie Childs, he put a restraining order on me.
I'm not allowed within 200 feet of his office. I couldn't even give him his Christmas present.
Oh, hey, new racket, huh?
Yeah. I wasn't going to get it, but this guy Milos, who runs the pro shop, he really recommended it. In fact, it's the only racket he plays with.
You're not going to need this anymore.
Hey, this is the Z page of my address book.
Oh, yeah, I put all your Z's on the weights and measures page.
Oh, bravo, Vincent. Bravo. What?
Did you enjoy the movie?
Who is this?
It's Vincent.
Vincent's picks?
The same.
He called you?
He must have got my number off the computer. We ended up talking for like 2 hours.
To a guy you've never met? Oh. Your screening process is getting ever more rigorous.
I'm trying to meet him. He's never at the video store. They said he sets his own hours.
We were help! Hey! Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, my God. That guy's terrible. Mm-hmm. Hey, how come we played at this crummy place instead of your club?
George used up all my guest passes already. Come on.
Thank you.
Here you go.
Milos?
Oh, hey. How you doing? Okay, we should wrap it up here.
So he was bad. What do you care?
Elaine, I paid $200 for this racket. Because he said it's the only one he plays with. He could have played just as well with a log.
Hey, right, I talked to this lawyer guy, Shelvick. Now, he's going to set me up, but you got to come with me to be the executor.
The executor of what?
Kramer wants to die with dignity.
There's a feather in your cap.
I don't want to be a vegetable, Elaine. I just want out.
Sometimes in life, the gods smile upon you, my friends.
Did you get someone to take that Canadian quarter?
I got another meeting with Riley. Hold the audience, and I bet I can get him to try that line again.
Who's Riley?
George was scarfing shrimp at this meeting, and this guy says, "Hey, George, the ocean called. They're running out of shrimp."
Listen to the comeback. Oh, yeah? Well, the jerk store called. They're running out of you. But you gotta be kidding me.
How about this one? How about your cranium called? It's got some space to rent.
What does that mean?
Hey, here you go. Hey, Riley, the zoo called. You're due back by 6.
No, you're not helping me.
Look, just tell him you had sex with his wife. That'll kill him.
I'm not looking for another line. I got the line.
Look, George, just think about it. You know, you're married. How would you feel if somebody says to you that they just...
All right. You see, this is why I hate writing with a large group. Everybody has their own little opinions, and it all gets homogenized, and you lose the whole edge of it. I'm going with Jerk Store. Jerk Store is the line. Jerk Store.
Take this out of the garbage?
Yeah, it's still got some spring in the string.
Jerry, this is a piece of junk.
How are you going to be the executor of my living will?
You see, you can't let go. Trust me, Kramer, given the legal opportunity, I will kill you.
I wish I could believe you. Hey, Elaine, do you have some free time tomorrow afternoon?
Me?
Yeah, because you're perfect. You're a calculating, cold-hearted businesswoman. And when there's dirty work to be done, you don't mind stomping on a few throats.
Oh, come on.
Situation number 4. You're breathing on your own. You're conscious, but with no muscular function.
Well, would I be able to communicate?
I don't see how.
I don't like the sound of this one.
Yeah, let's pull the cord.
Yank it like you're... starting a mower.
Moving on. You have liver, kidneys, and gallbladder, but no central nervous system.
Well, I gotta have a central nervous system.
Okay. One lung, blind, and you're eating through a tube.
Now, that's not my style.
Boring.
All right, you can eat. The machines do everything else.
I'd stick.
Yeah, stick. Because I could still go to the coffee shop.
Hello, Milos.
Jerry, thank God you got my message. Thank you so much for coming down here. Listen.
You know, I spent $200 on a racket because I thought you knew what you were talking about. You can't even play.
Believe me, it is Milos' great shame. But, Jerry, I could lose my business if anybody find out.
How would you like extra year membership on the club? Free. No charge.
You could do that?
Jerry, for you, anything.
Game, set, and match, huh, Milos?
Jerry, I'm so sorry. They tell me there is no way they can do it. Is there anything else I could do for you? Anything at all? I'll refund your money.
You know what, Milos? I don't even care about the money. I just feel like I was taken by the worst tennis player.
I make it up to you.
Yeah, you make it up to me. Tennis, anyone?
This is the one Vincent told me about. The pain and the yearning. An old woman experiences pain and yearning. 192 minutes.
It's a lot of yearning.
You know, these movies are great, but they are just so emotionally exhausting.
Well, what you need is some summertime adolescent hijinks.
Really?
Let's see what Dr. Jean prescribes, huh? Oh, here. Yeah, Weekend at Bernie's, too. Now, that's an hilarious premise.
Huh. Well, yeah, I could use a chuckle.
Yeah.
What are you getting?
Enough. I'm going to finish watching The Other Side of Darkness.
Oh, how much you got left?
Yeah, about 2 hours. Yeah, she's shot in that coma pretty quick.
Bernie is dead, you morons. Just because he's wearing sunglasses, he looks alive? Oh, how long is this weekend anyway? Oh. Hello?
How's the movie, Elaine?
Vincent?
A gene pig. How could you? I thought we had something special.
No, it doesn't mean anything. I'm not even going to rewind it. Vincent?
All right, let's get to it.
Well, wait a minute. What about Riley?
Riley doesn't work here anymore.
What? I didn't hear about that.
Well, we only wake you up for the important meetings.
Hello.
Hello. Didn't I see you at the pro shop yesterday?
I think so. I'm Patty. Milos gave me your address. I hope you don't mind me waiting for you here.
That's Milos. Well, what should we do? Care for a cup of coffee?
Why don't we just go up to your apartment?
All right. There's got to be an easier way.
Doctor, how's your coma?
Oh, exactly the same. Wait a minute. She's coming out of a coma. Mrs. Albright, can you hear me? Are you okay?
I feel so rested and refreshed. Get me a toothbrush.
So you play tennis?
Enough talk, Jerry.
Not for me. I love chatting.
No, I can't do this. I can't go through with it, not even for him.
Who?
Milos, my husband.
Your husband?
And so concerned was he that word of his poor tennis skills might leak out, he chose to offer you his wife as some sort of medieval sexual payola.
He's new around here.
So? Details?
Oh, I didn't sleep with her.
Because of society, right?
Yes, George, because of society. So how did the big meeting turn out?
Riley is no longer with the club. You believe that?
Ah, you're better off. Now you can just let it go.
Yeah, I'm going to let it go.
You never really had the right comeback anyway.
Are you insane? Jerk Stahl would have smoked that guy! Smoked him, I say!
Oh, Jerry, listen. You know, I saw the rest of that movie, The Other Side of Darkness. The coma lady wakes up at the end.
Oh, I wanted to see that. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
I didn't know it was possible to come out of a coma.
I didn't know it was possible not to know that.
How is Eric Roberts as the husband?
Oh, unforgettable.
Oh. Right, I gotta find Elaine. You know, she's gonna pull my plug.
What? Betrayed? Oh, Vincent, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, listen, Elaine, I've changed my mind about the whole coma thing. Yeah, I decided I'm up for it.
Kramer, do you have any idea what you've done?
Excuse me.
What are you doing?
What? What? Vincent stopped making picks.
Well, how am I going to know what movies to see?
We have a wide variety of Gene picks.
Gene's trash.
I'm Gene.
Hi.
Milos, I can assure you I had no intention of telling anyone about your unbelievably bad tennis playing.
Thank you, but unfortunately, I have much larger problems to fry. My wife, she has no respect for Milos anymore.
I guess that's a risk you run when you dabble in the flesh trade.
Patty, she loves tennis as much like I do. Will you let me beat you in tennis? That is the only way that I can show her that I'm still a man.
Well, I'll do it as long as there's no other girls around. I mean, I want to be a man, too.
So you hurt Vincent's feelings?
Look what came in the mail today.
What's this?
It's the play button off his VCR.
Boy, look how far back it goes. It's like a tooth.
So, guess where Mr. Oceanphone turned up? He's working for Firestone in Akron, Ohio.
Ohio?
Yep. I'm leaving first thing tomorrow morning.
You're flying to Akron just to zing a guy?
Don't you understand? It's not about him. To have a line as perfect as Jerk Store and to never use it. I couldn't live with myself.
See, there are no Jerk Stores. It's just a little confusing is all.
It's smart. It's a smart line and a smart crowd will appreciate it. And I'm not going to dumb it down for some bonehead mass audience. Not you.
Oh, brittle bones. Oh, I long to be rid of the pain.
Hello?
Elaine, it's Vincent.
Vincent, where are you? I have to meet you.
No, I can't bear to have anyone see me.
Vincent, listen, I won't judge you the way everyone else does. You're strange and beautiful and sensitive. Now let's have a look at you.
All right. But can you bring me a few things from the store? I haven't been out in a while.
Go around, you bunch of crazies.
The maniacs are going to get us all killed.
Hi, can I help you?
Oh, yeah, I'm Cosmo Kramer. Yeah, I had an appointment to annul my living will.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Kramer, you had a 10:30 appointment. It's 2 o'clock. Whoa. Mr. Shelbach had a tennis lesson. He's gone for the day.
Too good.
Another game for Milos!
You're on fire today.
Hey, Patty, look at this guy. He's awful. He's not a man, this Jerry. He's not even married like I am.
Hey, Milos, I don't mind rolling over here, but could you lighten up on the not a man stuff?
Hey, everybody, look! The little chicken girl wants me to ease up. He can't handle it, so he cries like a woman.
Hello? Vincent?
Elaine?
I got what you asked.
Just leave it and go.
Well, can I come in?
No, go away. Now.
No. Vincent, I... Don't shut me out. I know you feel what I feel.
Excuse me, can I help you?
Oh, damn it.
I'm here to see Vincent.
Well, I'm his mother. Vincent, what's going on here?
No. My acne!
Acne.
What do you have here? Vodka? Cigarettes? Fireworks? What kind of a sick woman brings this to a 15-year-old?
You have the same taste in movies.
Did he send you part of our VCR? Vincent?
the big baby. Hey, big baby, are you wetting yourself? Maybe it is time for you to be changed.
I told you to cut it out.
Come on, what are you doing?
The baby got lucky on that one.
Shellback!
Yes.
George, you're proposing a snow tire day at Yankee Stadium.
As long as I don't throw them on the field. Help yourself to some shrimp. I brought it up for everybody.
I have to say, this proposal doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Well, you never know. Let's see how many I can fit in my mouth.
You know, George, the ocean called. They're running out of shrimp.
Oh, yeah, Riley?
Well, the jerk store called. They're running out of you.
What's the difference? You're their all-time bestseller.
Yeah? Well, I had sex with your wife.
His wife is in a coma.
Hi. How's he doing?
He's been sleeping a lot. He's still groggy.
Well, I thought a movie might cheer him up. I got him a Gene pick.
What happened to Vincent?
I'm kind of off of him. Outlet. Ah.
Wife's in a coma. Yeah? Well, the life support machine called and... Wait. Yes! That's what I should have said!